3, 2, 1. Yes, it's me, the GOGP, and I'm doing this show from my bathroom.
Just kidding. I know what I'm doing. As you can tell, there's no music, because I couldn't figure out how to put the music in, because it's been so damn long. How long has it been? I don't know. I feel like I don't even know how to talk into a microphone anymore. But back by no demand is the show. And what should we call this one? Season 2 episode? Test episode? Season 2 test episode. I'm trying to calm my nerves. It's been a while since I've been on the mic and my voice, it's a little fatigued. I'm in the recovery stages of the damn flu. And it sucks right now to be recovering from the damn flu. Because I walk into a Walmart and I start coughing into my elbow like you should. I'm doing the proper technique of coughing into one's elbow. But everyone looks at me like I got the stupid coronavirus and they start running away and I'm a pariah. I'm used to being a pariah. That's fine. But still, don't judge me. All these people, they're walking around in their stupid masks, their face masks, healthy, which doesn't do a damn thing. You read any opinion from any doctor and they say don't wear the mask if you're healthy because you're constantly fiddling with your face and you're going to get sick and then you don't know how to take it off. You're not a doctor. As soon as you take that thing off, you're probably going to infect yourself with whatever's going around. And if you are sick with that stupid virus, don't even leave the house. That's my plan. I'm not going to leave the house. I'm going to barricade myself into this house and play video games because why not? Yes. This is the GOGP show, and I've already said it all. I've already said everything I have. But I'll come up with more, because why? Because I know what I'm doing, obviously. There's no music. I feel like we've already been over this, but there's no music because I used to have a theme song. I can't find it. Should be on the computer. Should be on a phone. It's probably my old phone. I have a new phone, and I try to connect it. No music. Nothing. No beds. No noise. Just my voice, and that's enough noise for now. That's enough noise for now. Maybe the creaky chair, yeah, it's still creaking. How long has it been? Maybe, was it summer? I know I did some hockey recap that the Lit Gaming guys loved. They were into that. They loved the NHL. I think they live in Minnesota. Who the hell knows if they have a team? I know they have a football team. I hate the Vikings. And what else has been going on? Oh yeah, Gamer Scrooge popped up on the scene and pretty much pissed off everyone in the so-called gaming Instagram community. How'd he piss them off? Well, he said Zelda sucks. That's the one way to do it. He said Earthbound stinks. It's another way to piss off one gamer in particular. He felt very attacked by the Gamer Scrooge that day. But the Gamer Scrooge, he doesn't know what he's doing. He was an innocent old man. Of course, he's gone. He's gone, and he littered this studio with his bathwater, and it smells like kind of pleasant. But, you know, there's little flakes of fecal matter in these jars, and it's kind of off-putting to stare at while I'm doing this broadcast or podcast. It's a podcast, technically. I feel like I'm broadcasting, though, because I feel that you guys are, someone's listening to me. Someone's caring. And I know who it is. It's people who have their own podcasts. That's pretty much the audience. That's my target audience. People with podcasts who do their own shows. They're busy doing their own shows and they listen to me. And then they do their own show again. Is there anyone listening who doesn't have a podcast? Probably not. Where was I? I was talking about I'm sick. Covered that. Covered the Gamer Scrooge, how he pissed off the Instagram community. Man, you know how many followers I got the Instagram page back? I'm trying to reach out to fellow video gamers. And they're all gone. It's gone. What's left is a couple YouTube videos that nobody watches. Of an old man dancing around singing songs about how he wants to make love to the Tetris CEO. He didn't get a number. He didn't got nothing. What happened was the old man, he wanted to connect with the modern gaming audiences, build an audience, which is the hardest thing to do, by the way. Everyone's here. Everyone's trying. Everyone listening to this podcast right now is trying to build an audience. I guarantee it. It's tough. Gamer Scrooge was trying to do that. He was trying to learn how to play a modern gamepad. He made it all the way to the PlayStation 4 one, and the goddamn light bar went right in his eye, staggered him. He stood up. He went to go to the bathroom to maybe rinse his face, and he fell down the stairs, and that was it. And the hex was broken, and now the GOGP can come back. The old ghost of gaming, past, present, and whatever you want to, you can call the P, putrid. That doesn't make sense. Ghost of gaming. Pictionary? Yo, I'll do some Pictionary. What else starts with P? I don't know. Ghost of gaming potty time. Everyone has potty stories. I'm just trying to fill time now. I'm no Kron. The Kron can talk about his hotel experiences for at least an hour. I can talk about Gamer Scrooge for 2 minutes and get bored. My board sensors are going off. I'm at 6 minutes. I'm going to fill some time. I go to some music. Let's check it out. Fill in some music here. Oh yeah, it doesn't work. As I cough off mic, I can see that spiked it. I'll have to fix that in post-production. Yeah, the post-production team will have to tackle that one. Yeah, I coughed into my elbow. So don't worry, you're not going to get sick. Calm down. Tighten those masks. You're not going to get sick. Over the little break around Black Friday. Yes, we have Black Friday in Canada, believe it or not, which doesn't make any sense at all because, well, we don't have American Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving is like 2 months before. But I love American Thanksgiving. A lot of Americans listen to this, and I love your Thanksgiving because there's a lot of football on that day. So I try to take it off and celebrate Thanksgiving with everyone. I wish here in Canada we just bumped it up and made it universal. Well, not globally universal, just our little area of the world. Anyway, the Black Friday sale, I got a PlayStation 4, happened to be on sale. And now I'm the proud owner, or was the proud owner, of all three contemporary consoles. The first time that's ever taken place in my human life. I have a Switch, PS4, Xbox One. And as I say that, it sounds like a little braggy. It is a little braggy, but of course it's not to be because my Xbox One blew up. It's done. It's in the garbage. It will be in the garbage. It'll be getting a hero's welcome right on the garbage shelf of dead consoles that I don't really want to fix because who am I to... I can't fix that. I can't even rewire a guitar, let alone fix a console. It's done. It had the weird symptoms of it just went blank. Power bar still works, or the power brick, it still lights up that orange LED. So that's not the issue. And then you push the button, the power button on the console itself, and it makes the bling, but it doesn't turn on. So it could be the HDMI connection to the motherboard, or it's a whole other issue that I will see a witchcraft professional to fix. Maybe they can use some magic to fix it, but I doubt it. It's over. It's done. I got to replace it. I got to wait for them to, for the prices to drop again. And then I'll try to fix it. I mean, I'll try to buy a new one, but you know, I live in an area of the world that depends on oil money, and there's no oil, so there's no money. No oil, no money, no honey, as they say around here. And you know whose fault it is? Mine, yours, everyone's. It's everyone's fault. Everyone's fault. But yeah, now at least I have a PlayStation 4. So I've been playing that, doing some catch up, because I haven't had a PlayStation since the 2 days. Back in the days when the 2 was running wild. And everybody was talking about Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. That's when I had my last PlayStation. And that's basically all I used it for was San Andreas. And then I went back to an Xbox because I'm a Microsoft kind of guy in a Microsoft kind of world where everyone plays PlayStation. But now I'm there because I don't even have an Xbox anymore. because it gave 6 long years of service. It basically ran every day. My son's 3 years old. He watched endless hours of Steve and Maggie. What is it? Steve and Maggie? I get confused. I'm starting to develop a British accent because every kid show now is from Britain. It's Peppa Pig, Steve and Maggie. My kid doesn't say car. He says ka. He doesn't say tiger. He says taiga. And I get mad and try to make him watch Blippi, which is an American show. At least he speaks. He doesn't have an accent, but he's twice as dumb. So I don't know. What do you want? You want him to have an accent or you want him to be dumb? That's the trade-off, so whatever. I just say screw it. Watch whatever the hell you want. He's big into Tool. Yeah, my kid's 3 and he's big into Tool. So there's that. He's got that going for him. So talk about dad of the millennium now. My 3-year-old's into Tool. He loves it. Wake Up Remember, that's his favorite song. I Know Pieces Fit song, he loves that. And the Parabola video with the guys eating an apple and then all vomiting like a certain thing, and then it evolves the humans into superpower or gives them superpowers and opens up their third eye. Yep, he's into that. He's developing his third eye actually as we speak, as I speak. You're probably not speaking. But I have a PlayStation 4 now. I have played many a game. I've tried the subscription service and Xbox. The Game Pass is better. Game Pass is more, has higher quality of games. Sony went with quantity. Microsoft went with quality. And the quality wins. It's get more bang for the buck instead of trying to go through every title and figure out what you want to play. Microsoft on Game Pass, you just download whatever and it's probably a good game. Well, maybe. So that has that beat. So I'm not going to play that. I tried the trial and that was it. I let it run out. Don't need that. Don't need that. What did I play? I played Resident Evil. I made it through Death Stranding. I actually liked it. I have an attention span, so that's probably why I liked it. That does help. It does help. It's not good. If you're watching 12-second clips on YouTube of like Vine videos, you're not going to make it through Death Stranding. Give up. But don't let ignorant gamer people tell you that it's a walking simulator. It's not. You can shoot guns. You can ride motorcycles and trucks. You can invade camps. You can shoot endless bandits. Then you load them up in your pickup truck and then you go dump their bodies away because they're going to, whatever, necrotize. I don't know. Jesus, that story, man. You play that, you know. If you play Metal Gear, you can probably tell the story that's going to be in Death Stranding. It's not going to make any sense. There's going to be insane characters with insane names. And you're not going to know what the hell's going on. You're going to need a explainer. You're going to be Googling what the hell happened in Death Stranding. And even that's going to be, the explanation's going to be convoluted. I'll explain it, but I don't want to spoil it. I know exactly what happened. That's right. That's right. And then I played some of them exclusives. You got to play the exclusives. Being an Xbox guy, you miss out on a bunch of exclusives. So I caught up. Since the last time I spoke into this microphone, I've beaten every single Uncharted. And number 2 is the best. Number 3 was slightly annoying. It was glitchy. I don't know if it is for everyone, but it was for me. I like went through, I was being chased by the dude, and I ran through a door that you're supposed to go, and I just fell right into an abyss. And there was nothing. The game didn't load up that part of the map. So there was that. That was slightly annoying. And that happened a few times in different situations. Number 1, I felt number 1 wasn't great, but it's memorable. It's one of the more memorable ones, and it's the one I played first, so, and it still sticks around in my mind, seeing those Nazi zombie deals. Nazi zombie, I shouldn't even say that, so such a stupid cliche. The monsters, there, that's better. Number 4 was alright, I guess. And then I went on to I don't know what I went on to. Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn. That was pretty cool. Then I started to see a trend how almost a lot of these new open world RPGs, they're all Witcher kind of wannabes. If you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to make a rap now because I was rhyming, but that's over. Even now that I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I'll leave that in. Now that I'm playing Asocity, even I'm playing as the Manhands girl, she crosses her arms just like Geralt the Witcher does. He doesn't give a crap about anyone. He's better than anyone, and he knows it. And he's hearing people's problems, and he's bored. He's like, he wants them to solve their own problems. He's just got to be there, but that's his job. He needs money. It's his job. Just like the Manhands girl in Assassin's Creed Asocity. Just like in Odyssey, the Manhands girl, that's her job. She's better than everyone. She can kick anyone's ass, but she needs the money because that's her job. She's doing her job. Sometimes in life, you just got to do your job and things will work out. If everyone did their job, this world would run a little bit better. You know, if you get sick with some crazy pandemic virus, do your job. Stay at home. Don't get everyone else sick. No one wants to be sick. Don't go to the hospital, but stop off at the 7-Eleven and the Walmart to cough on everybody. Just do your job. Stay home. 82% of the cases are mild. You're going to survive unless you're like Gamer Scrooge old. He wouldn't have survived. So just stay at home, isolate yourself, play some video games like your pal, me, GOGP. A self-isolation playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Manhands. Best part about being Manhands is that you can just bang whoever you want. The options are open. I've grinded with many a lady in that game. That's right, Manhands. She has a particular taste. There was the really old lady. Yeah, grinded her. Scissored. They were scissoring. She scissored the old lady, and then there was the one with one eye. The lady with one eye scissored her. Then there was the one dude. The Manhands, she felt bad for. She felt bad for the man, or the dude. He was kind of like a poet, kind of like a weakling kind of guy. He's pathetic. He sucks at everything. So Manhands thought, well, why not? You might as well stick it in. But something happened. He got a little sensitive over some subject, and it didn't happen. So she did what anyone else would do and banged her brother. You know, he was on tough times too. He lost his father, so Manhands let him stick it in, and he felt better. And then there was the other girl that just, her father, she had father issues too, and, you know, they got together too. They got together on a beach. There's lots of romance. Very romantic game. Manhands, she can kick ass. She can scissor like no other. She's an all-time hero. I was thinking about Horizon Zero Dawn. That was a good game. It had a really good story, a really good sci-fi story. And you don't really know what the hell's going on until the pieces fall from the story into place and you realize, hey, this is kind of cool. This is kind of cool, and you figure it out. Yeah. And that's pretty much all I have going on. I decided, hey, why not do a podcast? Why not appease the tens of fans that have stuck around? They've endured the Gamer Scrooge months. Those were lean months. Gamer Scrooge completely took over. Pissed off everybody. He got banned from a goddamn mall. He was selling his bathwater like the lady. Trying to sell. He didn't actually make a buck. He didn't make a buck. He just got banned from a mall. He did a lot of stuff. He was a fan favorite to many. And there was a vigil a vigil of none, a vigil of no flame, a memory of nothing, which is fitting because he didn't give a shit about anything or anyone except, what did he care about? Atari. He loved Atari and singing. Loved Atari and singing and making Marios. Well, it's about time. About time I go, I need to go to another store. I need to go to the store and make everyone believe that I have like this pandemic disease or virus and freak everybody out. And they all look at me that I'm the one coughing in public like it's some crime, freaking out as they wear their masks. By the way, I live in the middle of nowhere and people are acting like this. I bet you some of you, most of you listening, you live in populated places. It's got to be way worse. Got to be way worse. You got to be worried. I'm starting to get a little paranoid. I'm not even that much of a paranoid guy. And I'm starting to think, oh God, is this like some sort of modern plague that's coming to sweep up? I'm going to mop up humanity? But I doubt it. The stats don't indicate that. So if you're a crotchety old man, though, listening, you got to watch out. It's coming for you. Come for you. Stay at home. Play your games. Play some games. And that's pretty much it from this modern day gaming report. I talked about the PlayStation 4. I mentioned some of the games I played. There were more. I can't remember everything. My head's a little dizzy. I'm a little dizzy. It feels like a pressure cooker. When I'm not drowning on phlegm, it's just everything bottles up and builds pressure and feels like my brains are going to come on my ears. But you know, it's just the flu. I'm recovering. I'm an older man now. I'm in my 30s. Believe it or not, I know I have a young voice, but this, in my 30s, and you don't, it's been a while since I had the flu, you don't quite recover as smoothly as one used to. So appreciate your youth if you're younger. If you're in your 20s and you got the flu, cakewalk. Easy. If you're in your 30s, oh, it's tough. 40s, that's screwed. I don't care about people in their 40s. Not yet. Not yet. So tune in next time. When will that be? I don't know yet. This might be a one-off. It's season 2, episode 0. Right here on the GOGP show. Yeah, baby. My deep voice. This is my deep voice because I'm sick and my throat's thrashed. And yeah. Ooh. Listen to that timber. That's pretty good. Listen, I'm like Barry. What's that guy's name? Who knows? Barry something. Barry White. Yeah, can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, listen to that timber. I should just make this the voice. It's like ASMR. Hello. Welcome to the Gamer Scrooge podcast, ASMR edition. Hopefully, you gotta have a lot of dry mouth in ASMR. Yes. Put that earbud tighter in your ear. Feel the pressure in your ear. That's me. Yeah. You're listening to me in your ear. Put that, give that earbud a press. You feel that? That's me in your head. I want to get deeper in your head. That's the GOGP ASMR edition. And that's the way we're going to end this one. The little nonsense as usual. Maybe I'll be back next week or a month. We'll discuss more of Manhands, the adventures of Manhands. Maybe I'll even make a little theme song once I figure out my technology. Once again, I got to get the rust off. This is how I'm doing it. Get the rust off. And then we'll be right back in business for another 15 episodes until I get completely burnt out and Gamer Scrooge comes back. All right, bye now, bye now, bye now.